Track 13, bringing the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine August 2025 edition to an end, we hear from the TV star Mike Liggins how Little George inspired a craft business.
If you ask me to make anything crafty, I'm sorry to say you'd be wasting your time. I can make films, no problem, but making anything involving a paintbrush, a pot of glue, or a knitting needle, forget it. My wife Jeanette often complains that I can't even make the bed properly. At school, I was just hopeless at art, and even now I can't draw to save my life. So when it comes to people who can make things, I am completely in awe. Now that Jeanette runs her florist gift shop in Brook, I've been coming into close contact with some truly amazing Norfolk makers and admire their talent and dedication enormously. We have work from artists, candle makers, card makers, too many to list here, and I can't help thinking that they create not so much because they want to, but more because they have to. They are driven to create. One of our makers is Paul Howard, who lives at Ormsby St Margaret and creates little houses from driftwood. I love them. I can't tell you why exactly, but I do love them. We have a few of his creations dotted around our house. In his working life, Paul started out as a shipwright before moving on to become a lawyer. In 2005, he gave up work to care for his three-year-old son, George, who'd been born with a rare genetic disorder called Lee syndrome. George couldn't walk or talk or feed himself. He was laid back and happy, Paul says. He never cried. He could see and hear. Everything was there, but it just didn't work properly. Paul would take his son to the beach. They'd collect driftwood together, and one day he made George a boat from their collection. And that's how Paul's craft business was born. Today, Paul sells his little houses in shops across Norfolk. Modestly, he says, I don't know what the appeal is, to be honest. Each one is different. They're not perfect. Jeanette loves them as much as I do. They have a weathered coastal feel. I love the colours. They're homely and gentle, she says. How many houses has Paul made over the years? He never kept count, but he thinks it could run into the thousands. Little George died in 2010 at the age of 8. I couldn't help wondering if the crafting was therapy. And Paul pauses a moment before answering. I didn't think that at the time, but looking back, it probably was, he says. Today, Paul's wife, Michelle, works as an occupational therapist at the James Paget Hospital, and their daughter, Ruby, is 15. Paul is a big Norwich City fan and is looking forward to the new season. He's hopeful about what the American owners can bring to the table, but like many Canaries fans, he doesn't take events at Carrow Road too seriously. At least if the football is no good, he says, we can look forward to having some big stars from the US for half-time entertainment. Not as good as the Crossbar Challenge, but I'd quite like to see Beyoncé at Carrow Road. It's not easy being a maker. Long hours, little thanks, hard to make money. But as I said earlier, craftspeople don't exactly have a choice. It's therapy for some, certainly. And how wonderful it must be to have a talent to be able to create something of real beauty. Perhaps I'm being too romantic. But well done, Paul, and thank you. Thank you to all the makers in Norfolk.